Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
As mortgage rates begin to drop, new home sales are at a three-year high, according to recent reports. But sales for existing homes aren't going so well. Joining us now to talk about this, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money is presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. So do you think the low rates are going to be enough to kind of give a boost to the housing market, or maybe we should be more specific, the existing homes market?
Well, let's also be clear that actually in the U.S., existing homes are bigger, meaning a bigger share of all home sales, about 80% of that. So I think we should pay attention to both. But to be clear, look, of course, lower interest rates is definitely going to be a moving force. Some people are going to be really happy. They say, oh my gosh, it was at, you know, 8 a couple of years ago. 30-year when it was at 7 earlier this year. We're heading towards 6. That's great. But I still think the problem in both the new and existing home market is prices. Prices are so much higher than they were just even think about 5 years ago. And I think because of that, we have the combination of rates still above 6% for a 30-year fixed. We have prices that are higher by 30-40%. And then you look at affordability and it's still very difficult. So I think for a lot of people, when they look at the cost of owning a home, they're going to say, I'm going to keep renting.
Yeah, Jill, the mortgage rates coming down, not a panacea when it comes to people in the market for a home. If you are and perhaps you're looking to buy your first home, what advice do you have for people?
Well, I think it's been very interesting to see the number of the new home sales, why that number was up so much. I think it's because a lot of the builders offered incentives. And there are other incentives that are out there, because even if you could, let's just pretend that, you know, Ian, you and I are married and we can afford the monthly nut, but it's hard to get a down payment. There are actually a lot of programs, assistance programs that are both federal, local, municipal, and they help people come up with down payments. And you can check out a company called Down Payment Resource. It tracks all these assistance programs nationwide. I think many, many people are turning to their families when it comes to coming up with that down payment. Imagine if the median home price is about $440,000, even just to get 10% down, that means you've got to accumulate $44,000. A lot of people are turning to their families for help. One bit of advice, and you know I've got a lot of advice for you. If you are going to turn to your family, let's make sure that you put whatever you're doing down on paper. That can help avoid future conflicts. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up, gang. You don't want to have a bad Thanksgiving dinner where a sibling says, wait, you gave her a down payment? I didn't get a down payment. Put it down on paper. Make sure you figure out whether it's a loan or a gift. And if it's a gift, that's fine. You can always say to a child, like, hey, I am helping your sibling. We'll make it up to you. We put it into our estate documents so that you're given that money in the end of the day. So just be clear. Put it down on paper. Please, please, please get that done.
And since Jill and I are married now.
Yes, it's been wonderful so far. These last 80 seconds have been fantastic.
It's the honeymoon period. Give it time, Jill.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Jill. I'm just waiting to see if you guys are done with a love fest. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.